10 Ways to Inner Peace. Many people feel that achieving inner peace is an impossible task. With the fast pace of today's world, they wonder how in the world can anyone reach a state of peace. I've heard people say how they start the day in a good mood after a restful sleep and begin their day thinking good positive thoughts. However, in short time something happens that will change their entire outlook for the rest of the day and subvert their honest attempt at being at peace. They forget that inner peace isn't something that just happens when you decide you want it. However, the first step is to decide whether or not you want it. Once you know you want it, you will be willing to commit the time and energy required to achieve it over time. Inner peace is not easy, and it will not come without hard work. But it will change your life for the better. It will take time, but if you are willing to let it happen, these 10 ways to inner peace can get you there. The first step toward inner peace is learning to love. Love others and, more importantly, love yourself. If you follow the 10 steps outlined below, you will soon find yourself on your way to having greater happiness in all aspects of your life. When you are able to open your heart to see the best in others and yourself, you begin to realize that all of the minutiae we sometimes focus on is irrelevant when the general beauty of human beings far exceeds the perceived magnitude. So, open your heart and learn to give and receive love. It will lead you to inner peace. The second odd step to inner peace is to smile. When you're happy, smile. When you're sad, smile. When you don't feel like it, smile. There is a power smile that is frequently overlooked. When you smile, your chances of getting a smile back are greatly increased. And there are few things that can give you more joy, happiness, and inner peace than having someone smile at you. We are programmed to feel lighter and better when we smile. So why not start by choosing to smile, always, whenever and however wusan. The third step is to become a hugger. Studies have shown that increased physical contact with other people improves our physical and mental health. So don't be afraid to hug others. Your absolute minimum should be 10 hugs per day. Number 5 is forgiveness. This is a big one, and it's often where people get tripped up. They find some strange pleasure in clinging to something they don't want to forgive. They hold on regardless of whether the perceived control of not forgiving them or just the attention being hurt will give them. This does no one any good, especially the person who cannot forgive, especially because if they can't forgive others, they'll never be able to forgive themselves. And the worst danger to one's inner peace is not being able to forgive oneself. Number 6 is to serve others. After you've taken the necessary time to work on yourself and take simple steps to both improve yourself and learn how to reach out to others, it's time to move on to the next step. One of the hidden keys to inner peace is to learn to get out of our own ego and to run others first. This is where serving others can be found. It will help you recognize that your problems are minor in comparison to the problems that other people face every day. It also empowers you to understand that you have the power to enact change, even in a small way, to help others live a better life. This is very beneficial to your own inner peacefulness. Next comes number 7, eat properly. The first location to address imbalance is by looking at what we eat. This is extremely difficult in our modern society because all of the cheapest and easiest to obtain foods are frequently the ones that are most detrimental to our health. Consume fruits and vegetables. Avoid fatty and processed foods. The more natural it is, the better it is for you. This does not imply that you should not enjoy food. Simply be mindful and avoid taking the easy way out with your food. Number 8, do not numb yourself. This has become a very common problem in today's society. To truly achieve inner peace, one must first be willing to honestly examine oneself and look for areas that can be improved. Too often, people avoid this by numbing themselves in some manner. It could be numbing with alcohol or recreational drugs or even a prescription drug designed to help you not feel. Others numb themselves by watching TV or becoming addicted to other things such as sports, sex, and so on. Don't get me wrong, I like all of the above. But there's a big difference between enjoying a nice drink while reading versus drinking to no longer feel. Do not numb yourself. If you do, you will not be able to achieve inner peace. Next is number 9, stay fit. When our bodies aren't working properly because we haven't put in the energy or effort to keep them running smoothly, the pain and discomfort we feel will keep us from being able to let go and allow inner peace to arrive. You don't have to be a gym rat. You just need to do something every day that will make you feel good. Get your body moving. Your blood pumping and fresh air into your lungs. Just do something that gets you up and moving, no matter what it is. Drink a lot of water. The most important thing you can do for yourself is to stay hydrated with clean water. This does not imply that you should purchase a large number of small bottles of water. Rather, it means that you should install a good filter on your primary sink and use it. It is less expensive, tastes better, and keeps you happy and healthy. Feeling dreadful when you wake up. Most likely, you're dehydrated. Finding your mind isn't as difficult as it could be. Most likely, you are dehydrated. Drink more good water. You'll be amazed at the effect it has on you. Last but not least is to meditate. This is the final and most important step toward inner peace. If you truly want to achieve inner peace, you must learn how to slow your mind down. The simplest, cheapest, and simplest way to slow your mind down is to do it every day. I know it sounds all zen and possibly goofy, but don't think of men in saffron robes sitting around in meditation. Instead, just relax and focus on your breathing. Count your breaths. It may take a month to notice a difference, but when you hit that first fleeting moment of space between thoughts, you will understand and be addicted. This is not a get-quick scheme. It will take some time. It will necessitate some effort, but it will pay off in the end, and you will notice your inner quiet growing and improving over time if you follow these 10 steps. You can do it. Believe me. I believe in you. Simply believe in yourself.